Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bob Pompeiani celebrating 40 years in the TV business at KDKA. What a nice man. We were just having a good talk about real life things in the break here. He is a good man. And great at his job.
That he is.
And so Folsey and I have decided we're going to conduct a brief, but hopefully poignant, sit-down interview with Bob on his 40 years. Bob, if you could comply by giving somewhat short answers, that would help make us happy.
That's fine. I work in television. Brevity is the soul of wit. You must get on with it. A good story has a good beginning and a good end as long as they're close together.
Here we go. Our guest today is Bob Pompeiani. My fellow interviewer is a man named Folsey.
Coltsy.
Matt Cole. We each have questions for Bob. This is Barbara Walters-style interviewing. Folsey, you go first.
All right, Bob. I'll start you off with, it might be an easy one, depending. But what would you deem as your favorite assignment over all of these 40 years?
Well, there are a lot of them, you know. So I would, obviously, when you get a chance to cover Super Bowls and Stanley Cup championships and even baseball, we had access down in 1991, 90, 91, 92, and Jim Leland and his team was going at it down in Atlanta. One of my favorite stories is the games back then were not on a lot of cable. So CBS had the broadcast rights for that. So we had Game 7, Pirates Braves in Atlanta, which meant we followed up with a post-game show. My job was to be in a Pirate locker room, and I was excited because they took a 2-0 lead to the ninth inning, only to see it fall apart. And I was in there, no televisions in the locker room like they are today. All the champagne's in the Pirate locker room. And I hear a guy say, "Move the champagne! Go to the Braves!" And I had no idea what was going on because I was waiting to do what I did. And I missed all of it. But I heard all about it. And then I went back and saw all of it. But to try to do interviews in that situation's not easy to do. Mm-mm. But of all people, Stan Belinda was the most thoughtful. He did an interview. He was the guy on the mound during all of this. But that was interesting. My answer would be covering the Nagano Olympics in 1998, because all the Penguins were there, and it was the Czech Republic that won with Jaromír Jágr and Marty Straka and Robert Lang and who else was on that?
Yuri Slager.
All of those guys. That was fun. I've never done it before. That was the first time, and I enjoyed that immensely.
Wonderful question, Folsey.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's professional to compliment your question in a sit-down interview like this,
yeah,
but
sure
I really
it
thought it was nice.
Thank you.
Next question, Bob. I remember Mike Lang telling me, and I use this as a story in a book I did about the Penguins. He told me that he once gave on-air condolences to the family of a man who was not yet deceased, and the man was watching from his hospital bed. And Mike said, from that point on, I had a rule. I had to see them laid out before I gave on-air condolences. So I'm wondering for you, did you ever have an on-air screw-up, anything major from your 40 years at KDK?
Yeah, but I don't know if I could repeat it.
Okay.
Just because I've said it, and it was accidental when I said it.
Okay.
And I can't repeat
just
it.
Just a general bad word that you
accidentally
said?
Well, it was a combination of things. I'll give you an example of what I was saying.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out how to describe a running back. This is during a long time ago, a Steeler preseason game. Second half, whatever. He was doing great things, and I was trying to think in my mind, with a very elusive runner. You know, he couldn't figure out how to tackle him, cutting back. And I had a couple of things in my head. What's elusive? I thought dreams are elusive because you can never remember your dream. And the other thing I thought were wet fish were elusive. And somehow I combined the two, and that's what I said after a 25-yard gain.
Oh, my
He's
God.
As elusive as...
Oh, my God.
And I had no idea I even did it.
Folsey, you'll have to dig up that clip.
Oh, wow.
You won't be able to find that clip.
Was that years and years ago, I'm assuming?
It was like 22 years ago.
Oh, yes, I will, Bob. I know people. And they don't call me the savvy old news hound for nothing. Folsey, you're up.
Bob, you would often do shows, and still do shows, where you take callers live on air, on TV. Mm. First of all, do you enjoy those shows? And secondly, how do you keep your composure when somebody comes on there and just says something totally off the wall?
He snuck in a two-part question, Bob,
didn't he?
I always do enjoy it.
I think it's and I love talking to people, so that's never a problem. But you do get some, especially after Steeler games. Like Chris Hoke and I now, I used to be Edmund Nelson. We do 2 hours, and we have a whole hour of calls. And when there's a loss and when people are angry and they've mixed some alcohol in there, that's never a good combination.
Right.
So you do get some things. Well, you're on TV, you know, you don't want to, and our station is good about this. We do not like to go on and turn it into something bad, you know, in terms of back and forth negative stuff. So, I mean, you just respond accordingly and the best I know how without offending too many people and move on.
There have been some unbelievable moments.
You watch those.
Unedited questions that get in there before. When you first went on with these types of shows, was there any delay, and has it gone from no delay to how many seconds?
No delay to now 7.
No delay have led to some
Well, there
horrific
were a lot of FCC
moments.
Situations going on there. You know, you got you're responsible for what goes on the air.
Were you ever able to laugh in the midst of one of those, or was it always a moment of panic?
When we have delays, you laugh.
Yes.
Panic sets in when there's no delay. Panic also sets in when you feel obligated to answer a question, but you know that it's a risky answer that you're about to give.
Yes.
And so panic goes through your head. And all those little people that are on your shoulder all day like today?
Yeah.
The devil and the angel?
Yeah, yeah.
Those come into play in those situations.
You've joined the formal Bob Pompiani interview upon 40 years. They're going to celebrate this in early July at KDK. 40 years on the air. Interview conducted by Folsey and myself. I snuck in an addition question on top of yours. May I now go with my original question, Folsey, or do you object?
You may. You may proceed.
Bob, your best friend, your very best friend in the news business is who or was who over these 40 years?
This was one of my questions.
That's a
too.
Tough one because I've had so many. I mean, I really like value all the working relationships that I've had over the years. I don't know if I can answer that because I have a lot of them. I still enjoy.
Who are some of them? Name a few. Do you not want to offend anybody?
No. It's not a case of offending. I'm not trying to do that. But like when I first started, John Sanders, who was on KDK at the time, became good friends with his, used to go to his house a lot. I was young, just getting into this business, trying to learn from him, and I always appreciated his style. And you remember him, don't you? He did play-by-play for the Pirates, to Cleveland. I always enjoyed that. Ken Meese was another guy. In fact, I'm a godfather to one of his sons. Mm. He was in Pittsburgh for a long time. Patrice King Brown, always one of my favorites, and I still talk to her rather routinely, even though she's out of the business. I mean, I can go on and on. I learned a lot from Ray Tannehill. Ray was one of the best at, and not just what he did, but we used to have a place next door called Murphy's Parlor in between 6 and 11. He'd go in and get a couple of scotches. Mm. He was better after 2 scotches than I could ever have been without one. You know, just smooth as silk. So stuff like that. Current day, there's so many. You know, Rich, who works with me now, Rich Walsh. And I classify them as friendships. Jarrett Barton, Craig McConnell, Steve Bank, all these guys that I work with now.
Jory Rand
back in the day, and he went out to L.A., got into news. Now I see he's going back into sports a little bit, so I'm happy about that because I know that's where his love is. But, I mean, I can go on and on.
Folsey?
Bob, I know that the business has changed over the years, and so the question of has the business changed maybe not is not the greatest, but what's the biggest way, I guess, you've seen the business change over the years?
The biggest way is that I think in television, there's so many avenues that you can choose to get information and things. You don't need to. There was a time when, you know, the only things were on the air were CBS, ABC, NBC, and that's it. There was no cable. So the bigger piece of the pie for advertising reasons and everything else. So I think when people wanted to watch or learn something, they had to watch. They had no other choice. You'd get the newspaper the next day, recap what you already knew. And even that was important because you got more details. But for in television, that was something you had to do. If you heard about something tragic happening in downtown Pittsburgh, some chances are with no cell phones or anything else, you had to watch the 11 o'clock news to find out what it was. And that has all changed. So now we have to be, and at least in sports, more local than we've ever been. We used to do a lot of more national stuff. Now it's all local all the time, with the exception of major stories like a Deshaun Watson that interlaps, you know, with local Pittsburgh stuff. But so to me, it's just, it's more difficult to get an audience because there's so many ways people can find their news.
My final question, Bob, I learned a long time ago when I started doing the showdown with you on KDKA, and I think the first one I ever did was during a Devils-Penguins series in the late 90s, that you could go on the air and it's all in TV from the waist up, so I could go in wearing gym shorts as long as I had, you know, a suit jacket on, things like that. Right. I'm curious if you've ever done a show in gym shorts or just your underwear or perhaps naked.
You're going into the Ron Cook nude beach, nude studio. Definitely shorts, all the time shorts. Never naked.
All the time. All the time shorts?
In the summertime, yeah. Especially in the summertime.
So every time we see you on TV, you have a suit jacket but shorts under
the
desk.
Well, like on Sunday night now, we have full length. We're back showdown in the studio.
Which, right.
By the way, you should be on the showdown, and you continue to deny me this.
Yeah. Too tired.
But now it's all full. You know, you can't. It's full shot, so you gotta be dressed up. But no, normally, like for example tonight, chances are I'll have just a pair of shorts on and dress up top. Every now and then you get a smart aleck camera operator who will pan over and give you some idea that I'm in. And then you get people, well, who cares? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Folsey, do you have a final question here?
I do have a final question, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, do you do your own makeup?
Yes. I never used to. Now I do.
Really?
That's one thing that we don't have anymore. People who do it have to do it themselves. I'm not good at it. Some days I wonder if I look like Tammy Faye Baker because I overdo it with everything. I mean, because I think more is better. More is actually not good. Less is better. So when you want to get rid of those things under your eyes, you know, I told you I didn't go to sleep last night till 3 a.m. I can't fall asleep. I wake up with that look, you know, Joe. Have you ever worn concealer?
I don't know. Somebody over there used to put me in makeup for the showdown.
Did you like
I forget
it?
What her name was.
Lori Walker Geiger.
Lori Walker.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, it made me look better. That was a good thing.
So have you ever decided, I look better, therefore I'll do it on my own when I go out?
No,
You never did?
Never thought of that. No.
No. Well, sometimes that happens.
Folsey, should we give Bob a hand or how should we end this?
I have been to a nude beach twice, as a matter of fact.
That's the best way to end it right there.
Yes.
Coming up, and Bob, in all honesty, and I know I speak for Folsey as well, congratulations, man.
Yes.
40 years
thank
on
you.
The air is incredible.
I
and you've
get
done
you.
It.
Yeah, I'm,
you've done it with God, class.
Oh, you're very kind. I just try to be me and just try to have fun with this as best I can. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.